what not to do, mocking identity, flattening story, or offering cheap answers. When a chaplain ministers in motorcycle communities, one of the fastest ways to lose trust is to mishandle identity. This often happens in three ways. First, by mocking what matters to people. Second, by flattening a person's story into a stereotype. Third, by offering cheap answers to deep pain. Let's begin with mocking identity. Sometimes a chaplain may not openly insult biker culture, but the disrespect still comes through. It may appear in tone, body language, facial expression, or careless remarks. A chaplain may act as though club loyalty is childish, as though brotherhood is fake, or as though the whole community is just rebellion wrapped in leather. Even subtle contempt can do real damage. Why is that so harmful? Because identity is rarely casual. For many riders, motorcycle life is tied to survival, memory, dignity, and loyalty. If you mock that, the person will hear that you are mocking the parts of life that kept them standing. Now let's talk about flattening story. Flattening story happens when a chaplain stops seeing a person and starts seeing a category. He is just an angry biker. She is just club adjacent. He only cares about loyalty. They are all the same. That kind of thinking is lazy, and it leads to poor ministry. People in motorcycle communities carry layered histories. One rider may be deeply loyal because he was abandoned young. Another may fear weakness because grief hit him hard and he never learned how to speak of it. Another may use humor to cover shame. Another may seem hard, but quietly pray every night. Another may be spiritually hungry and just not ready to say that out loud. A chaplain who flattens story will miss all of this. Ministry Sciences helps here. What you see on the outside is often not the whole picture. Anger may hide sorrow. Detachment may hide fear. Humor may hide shame. Intensity may hide insecurity. Silence may hide moral struggle, trauma memory, or spiritual longing. Wise chaplaincy does not reduce people to one trait. Now let's talk about cheap answers. Cheap answers often sound spiritual, but they lack weight. They come too quickly. They skip over grief. They do not honor struggle. They try to fix in 10 seconds what took 10 years to form. Examples might sound like this. You just need Jesus. Everything happens for a reason. You need to let that go. If you had more faith, this would not bother you. Your club cannot save you. Even when a statement contains some truth, the timing may be wrong, the tone may be careless, and the effect may be damaging. Truth without relational wisdom can land like force instead of care. A chaplain must remember that real people are not ministry projects. They are embodied souls. Their spiritual, emotional, relational, and physical experiences are intertwined. A man talking about loyalty may also be talking about betrayal. A woman speaking about the club may also be speaking about home. A person defending biker identity may also be defending the one place where he did not feel invisible. What should a chaplain do instead? Respect identity without worshiping it. Listen for the deeper story. Ask questions without interrogation. Let people describe their world in their own words. Pay attention to what carries emotion. Notice repeated phrases. Notice what they defend strongly. Notice what they avoid. You do not need to approve everything in order to understand it, but you do need to understand it if you hope to minister wisely. Also, do not rush to detach people from every meaningful bond before you have earned the right to speak into their deeper life. The chaplain is not there to barge in and tear down. The chaplain is there to serve with truth, mercy, patience, and discernment. What not to do is simple to say, but important to remember. Do not mock identity. Do not flatten story. Do not offer cheap answers. Do not talk as though you understand more than you do. Do not use the gospel as a shortcut around listening. People can usually tell the difference between care that is real and words that are merely fast. Wise chaplains honor the weight of belonging, the complexity of pain, and the dignity of the person in front of them. That kind of care opens doors. Cheap care closes them. And in motorcycle chaplaincy, trust is too precious to waste.